Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today I'm going to give you another great Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for apple slaw. You can't beat this, my friend. This is a killer recipe. You may not like it, but I sure as heck love it.
Is there no mayonnaise?
No mayonnaise, but there's your enemy, the Dijon mustard. You're not a big fan of the Dijon mustard, so that's in there. So what you're going to use is you're going to use about a half a cup of olive oil, a big teaspoon, make it a tablespoon if you want, a Dijon or any good quality mustard, tablespoon of lemon juice, a tablespoon of honey, and what you're going to do is you're going to take 2 cups of shredded red cabbage. You're going to take 2 Granny Smith apples or any tart crisp apple that you like. I like the Granny Smiths. 8 radishes, chop them up, 1 big red onion, chop that up as well, some black pepper and some fresh parsley. And what you're going to do is you're going to take that olive oil and you're going to combine all those ingredients into a nice big bowl, okay, the cabbage, the apples, the radishes, the onion, and you're going to sprinkle a little bit of salt and pepper on that, and you're going to refrigerate that until you're ready to serve. And so you take, you take the Dijon, the lemon juice, and the honey. You combine that together. That's going to be your kind of like your sauce for that. And the olive oil together in there. You put the other stuff in. You sprinkle that all together. And then you shake it up. Shake it like a photograph. A Polaroid. That's right. Who sings that, Lee?
Outkast.
This is the Outkast apple slaw. And this is a great recipe for Thanksgiving. Or any time of the year, it's a great, because you have the fruit in there as well, it's a great, you can also use it for the summertime.
How do you shred the apples?
And you're looking at, this is for 4 servings, and you're probably looking at about 80 to 90 calories per serving. Not bad at all.
How do you shred the apple?
How do you shred it? Well, you can chop the apple. You can chop it up into one of those slicers, apple slicers. You don't have to necessarily chop it up into, like, mush. So, I would use a knife.
A knife. Clever. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.